This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson Show. That's what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. If you so desire to speak with me, I would love to talk to you. So, lots going on. We got plenty to talk about this hour. In fact, I could probably fill 6 hours with what we just have scheduled for this hour. I'm not even joking about that. We have lots going on. It just depends on how much debt you want to get into. Poverty pimps. White boys, too. Poverty pimp it hard. Yeah, man. Make Ignatius look like he's a piker. Who was a Mac? Who was the biggest Mac? You know what a Mac is. A Mac is like the highest level of pimp. The lowest level is a chili pimp. Highest level is a Mac. A Mac is, they call him a Mac Daddy. When you hear somebody say, man, that brother's a Mac Daddy, they mean he is the highest level. He gets whatever he wants from women, from men, anybody. People meet him and just, oh, yeah, I tell you, man, just here. You're so amazing. See, that's the way the left treated Barack Obama. Like, he was a Mac Daddy. Barack Obama just getting people's presents. Here's money, Mr. Obama. Here, you're so dreamy. You're so cool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They found out he's a chili pimp. Yeah, got one girl who, you know, beats him up when he gets home, takes his money. Michelle! Oh, man. But yeah, we got white pimps today. I'm going to talk to you about a white pimp. You know who he is, but you didn't know he was pimping, but I'm going to tell you how he was pimping. And then we got people like, Kevin, you say the word pimp a lot. I got kids listening. Trust me, I'm saving your kids. Oh, man, we got other news, too. New poll is out. Democrats. Yeah, not as popular as they want you to believe. Susan Rice in the news. Susan Rice don't want to testify. We got that. We got a Democrat star on the rise. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Oh, make this world a better place. What else we got? Trump exposes billions of fraud in Obamacare. Yeah, Republicans have wimped out in Obamacare. Crazy. The Democrats passed Obamacare with not even a majority of the Senate, and the Republicans can't dismantle it with a majority in the Senate. How pathetic are they? Ooh, Megyn Kelly. You know what? Let's start with Megyn. Yeah, Megan's good. Oh, you know, we could start with Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton, I got to tell you, he didn't look good. I saw Bill Clinton. I was worried about Bill. Not that I care, but I'm just saying, you know, my humanity kicked in. Bill looking up, he's looking bad. My grandmother would say, he looked like Death Eating a Cracker. He looked worse than that. He looked worse than Death Eating a Cracker. He looked like Death eating a cracker that somebody did. Anyway, he looked bad. But we'll talk about Megyn Kelly. The success or lack thereof of Megyn Kelly over to NBC. Was it predictable? Be honest. Did you predict that Megyn Kelly would be better at NBC, worse? What were your thoughts? I'll be honest with you. I didn't think it was a good move. I thought Megyn did the right thing in the sense of her dollars. She's making like $7 million at Fox. She's making $17 million. That's 2+ years of work. And what she was making at Fox. But yeah, $17 million. People forget the power of Fox News in building careers. They believe the hype. They think it's them. It can be. Don't misunderstand. You can have a personality. It's like when Denzel first hit the acting scene. People are like, that dude is talented. He can cut his own thing. I'll be honest with you. When I saw him, he was in a movie. It was a comedy. He was a basketball player, and his dad was white. It was a strange kind of movie, but everybody's making a big deal about the guy who could act, this kid who could act. And I was like, I didn't see it, but apparently it was there because Denzel can flat out act. No doubt about it. And he's a sharp dude. I'm going to meet Denzel Washington one day. God is my witness. I will meet Denzel, sit down with him, and have a discussion. But anyway, they believe the hype. You believe, oh, they can't get anybody to replace me in my role in TV or my role as an anchor. I will say this. Megan always impressed me that she seemed very down earth. When she first met me, she was like, star alert, star alert. I was like, who? She's looking at me. I can't believe you're in the studio with me. I was like, wow. She's the one making a ton of money. I'm, you know, over there fighting for crumbs. But she called me a star. I like her personally. Professionally, I would have advised her different. Like almost everybody who attacks Donald Trump, things just don't end up well. And not because Trump is untouchable. He's touchable. He's very touchable. If Donald Trump, when he does something wrong, and there are things, there are rumors about, oh, he left this piece of business about Trump, or I mean about Obama, I'm going to beat him up about it if I don't like it. Trump gives you plenty of reasons to attack him if you want to do so. But the attacks can't be personal and they can't be trivial. They have to be substantive. And see, that was Megan's mistake. At the beginning of the end of her career, she made that mistake. You know what I'm talking about. You know the beginning of the end of her career, right? It happened on the night of the first presidential debate. The fallout for that is being felt right now. It's Kelly's show, Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly, has sunk to a new ratings low. And it all began on that night. See? She shouldn't have challenged Donald Trump on a personal level, on a feminist level. She should have just asked questions. Everybody would have been cool. People picked up on it. Smart people, astute people, early adopters of Trump abandoned her, abandoned Fox. Fox is still feeling the impact of that, too, to some degree. Anyway, Megan's ratings are horrible. Earlier in the night, 7 p.m. on NBC, Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly drew a 0.4 rating, 3.1 million viewers. News Magazine's lowest total viewer number since it debuted at the beginning of June. CBS's new episode of Big Brother, 6 million, was even with last week's Sunday's airing. Candy Crush aired at 9 p.m., followed by a repeat of NCIS Los Angeles. NBC aired only repeats with the exception of Sunday Night with Megyn Kelly. And those numbers are cause for alarm. She's supposedly calling colleagues and saying, what can I do? I heard she called Sean Hannity. Hannity hasn't returned her call, is what the rumor is. But they say she's worried. 47-year-old Megan's been reaching out to former Fox News colleagues. She's grasping at straws, looking for anything to help save her career. And she should be worried, because the shelf life of careers in prime time is short. Just ask Greta Sestern. Yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen. I wish Megan luck, because as a personal friend, I think she's great. As a political pundit, she may have split her pants. Folks, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extracts to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, I was thinking about this. Leftists need to be made to pay for their policies. You guys know this. There should be accountability. I always tell you, I use this analogy. A leftist will start some mess and then get in their car and drive down the road and be looking back in the rearview mirror or forget, won't even look back, or look back in the rearview mirror and go, what was that? You know, they'll throw a bottle out of the window, hit somebody in the head, watch the dude bleeding, and then look back in the mirror and go, oh, I wonder what happened to him. That's how they are. Just, oh, my goodness. I got all kinds of analogies for these fools and metaphors. They need to be made to pay for their policies. And here's the thing. If you're going to make somebody do something, the more senses that are involved, the better. It's kind of like learning is an example. You may be an okay learner just watching, but you become a better learner, for example, if you listen and watch. And then you're an even better learner if you listen, watch, and write. You get what I'm saying? The more senses that you put into it, the better you learn. So I was thinking about this if you applied it to leftism. So, for example, if you wanted to drive home the point about illegal immigration and crime, just using that as an example, you might say, okay, I'm going to become Jesus the Mexican illegal in the United States. I'm going to go to San Francisco, and I'm going to get in my car drunk, and I'm going to run over pedestrians. And when they arrest me, I'm going to say, but wait a minute, I'm in a sanctuary city. I didn't mean to run over those pedestrians, but I was driving drunk. And they can't, you know, last time I checked, it's a sanctuary city, so you can't turn me over to authorities. And your jails are overcrowded or whatever. So you get what I'm saying? I mean, the best thing to be in America today is an illegal Mexican living in a sanctuary city like San Francisco. You can get away with murder. Literally. No wonder Democrats are struggling in the polls. They polled 1,001 Americans. I said, do you think the Democrat Party currently stands for something or just stands against Trump? 37%. Said they stand for something. 52% say just stands against Trump. Who did this poll? I don't know who did it. Let's see. Who was it? I don't know. I can't tell who did the poll. It doesn't really matter. All these polls are done by, in my opinion, leftist groups. Here's what it says, though. The poll was taken between July 10th through the 13th. Surveyed more Democrats than Republicans. 35% identified as Democrats. 23% as Republicans. 35% is independent. That's bad news. I talked about this earlier in the broadcast. That's bad news for the Democrats. So the Democrats, they have no message. They're just anti-Trump. They're obstructionist. It's one thing to be an obstructionist and say, I'm obstructing this because I have a reason. I'm obstructing Trump care because Obamacare is amazing. Tell me what's amazing about Obamacare. Because every time you turn around, we just need to fix it. Okay, what do you want to fix on it? All the bad stuff. It's all bad. Name me what Obamacare's done. As I said before, you can give me an anecdote. Oh, this one guy, he would have died if he hadn't been. Okay, great. How many people are dying now? How many people are afraid to go to the doctor? How many people are making decisions about businesses and livelihoods and what they're going to do? They can't take a vacation because of Obamacare. That leads to stress, which leads to early death. How many people has Obamacare killed? Anyway, see, I'm just telling you, these Democrats better wake up than smell the coffee or smell the tea. What else we got? Susan Rice backing out. Should we even talk about that? How about that lie of omission by the New York Times? Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. You know what? Here's a quick story because we don't have a whole lot of time in this segment. Mary Louise Parker. You know who she is? She's an actress. She's in that movie. Well, she's in a lot of stuff. But she's in the movie, I don't know, with Bruce Willis, where she plays his girlfriend interest. And he's, you know, gets a bunch of old school guys together and, you know, does some action stuff. But she's probably better known now for the miniseries called Weed. Is it a miniseries or is it like a HBO? This is a cable TV series. It's called Weeds. And they found out that Mary Louise Parker's nanny had been stealing from her. The Brooklyn nanny, her name is Amanda Houston St. Louis. She's 33 years old. She was supposed to use Mary Louise Parker's debit card and PIN number to go shopping for Mary Louise Parker's kids. And instead, Houston St. Louis withdrew cash for herself. I don't know how much, but apparently the nanny was like, you know what, I ain't making no money. I'm going to give me some extra here. Cops caught wise to the thefts after Parker's bank notified her about a recent withdrawal. I don't know whether this is one of these crazy stories. I need more information. I'm not just going to jump on Amanda Houston St. Louis. By the way, it is Houston. Houston, H-O-S. It's not H-O-U. I was thinking, why don't she just get the U and become Houston St. Louis? Wouldn't that be cool? Anyway, I digress. So, Houston St. Louis makes an extra withdrawal. Was it a setup? You never know. But see, for all we know, Mary Louise Parker said, you know what? Take the kids shopping. You'll get like a couple hundred dollars and take them shopping. And then, you know what? I tell you what. Just do $500. And so, Houston St. Louis is like, you want me to get $500? Okay, I'll get $500. You into it? So she gets $500, and I only told her $200. Maybe Mary Louise Parker is smoking some of that weed. that she's been, you know, playing in the show. Maybe she just went a little bit too far. How do we know? We don't know. That's the thing. This is a strange story to me. Oh, no, they say she stole thousands. Oops, sorry. I stand corrected. That's what I figured, though. She had to. It had to be more than that. Don't look, by the way, don't go looking stuff up when I'm on air trying to make me look silly. Because I don't like you right now. Producer, he goes, I'll find out more what's going on with the story. That's not your job. I'll fire you. Now, I say stuff like that and people take it seriously. I ain't going to fire my producer because he went looking up something while I was talking about it on the air. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to whisper. Now, Kevin, here's what it is. And let me segue it in like I knew what was going on. But he didn't do that. See, there's a conspiracy amongst my producers right now. I'm looking at him, trying to figure out who's in and who's out. I'll eat you white boys out in a minute. You know it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks. Just having fun with these boys. Yeah. You people. Having fun with them. Maybe we'll, here, the story, I guess, well, you know what, we should talk about the Trump thing, because I think that's hardest hitting, but I want to get on Kamala Harris as well. Yeah, because she's being, you can see what's happening here with the Democrats, and I find it funny that they think she's going to be their savior. So here's what we'll do. We'll talk about Donald Trump Jr., or maybe, because Trump actually did something really big with Obamacare, and we've been kind of on the Obamacare thing today. I know we're working it out on the air. You can bear with us for a little bit there, audience. Come on. Give it up. You can bear with us. I just think I like the Trump thing a little better. My producers are arguing with me. That's okay. The lie by omission. Okay, you want to go with that? That's what we'll do. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Privilege. I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves, and that's totally racist, and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy.
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offers for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims need not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
And we are back. Welcome, everybody. So we've made a decision, my producers and I. We've decided we're going to talk about the New York Times lie by omission. See, they've been trying to spin this yarn of the Trumps being involved with the Russians. You guys know. Look, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And then Donald Trump Jr. has this meeting that he was tricked into that we know now was set up by the Obama administration. That the girl, her name was Natalia Veselnitskaya. She was using a ruse to get to Donald Trump Jr., whatever, you know. So, we got it. And what's funny is every time the left tries to spring a trap, it just ends up getting them. Trump's Kremlin connection that doesn't exist. Not only did Obama's DOJ allow this Russian lawyer to enter the United States with special treatment, but now we learned that the person in the room that they didn't identify with Don Jr. and the Russian lawyer was a Russian translator from Hillary Clinton's State Department staff. Now, you may have heard about this over the last day or so. We're just finally getting around to the story. But, I mean, seriously? The Democrats are so blatant, they don't even bother to cover their tracks. They're like, we're going after Donald Trump. It's a fake narrative. But you know what? We don't have to be careful because we have the media on our side and everybody hates Donald Trump. Haven't you seen the polls? These facts are largely ignored by the mainstream media, completely dismissive of any information that would dare attack the current narrative and the conspiracy theory that the Trumps are going at. And I made a very simple observation that I said, look, if Donald Trump Jr. is taking a meeting in July with the Russians, it sort of defeats the whole purpose that they're in cahoots together. If he's working with the Russians, why does he need to set up a meeting with the Russians? You hear what I'm saying? It doesn't even pass the first level of common sense. Wow. And the other one was Jared Kushner set up back channels with the Russians. Okay, why would he need to if they've got front channels? I'm sorry I'm so logical. I'm not that good. I'm being honest with you guys. I mean, I can do good radio from time to time, but this isn't it. This is basic. My 10-year-old would ask you, if you come to my 10-year-old and said, okay, so there's a narrative, son, that the Russians were working in conjunction with the Trump campaign, but then Donald Trump Jr. set up a secret meeting with the Russians, and my son would go, well, hold on a minute, Dad. I mean, how could he be already working with the Russians and then they're setting up a secret meeting? He would stop you before you even went any further because he would understand the logic of that or the illogic of it. If you said, yeah, hey, Donald Trump's been working with the Russians, but his son-in-law was setting up back-channel communications, my son would stop you and go, well, wait a minute. He's already talking to the Russians. Why would his son-in-law need to set up back-channel communications when they're already talking to the Russians, Dad? This doesn't make any sense. Dad, I'm busy. I want to go play video games. Unless you give me something really tough, I need to go.
You better not talk to me that way, boy. I'll give you a spanking.
I'm sorry. Got carried away. Anyway, it's just logic. Nothing new here, folks. I'm not going to dazzle you with my brilliance.
He's not right now. You hold on a minute, I might.
The Russian translator who worked on behalf of the State Department, including during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, was reportedly present at the June meeting at Trump Tower with President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr. On Friday, the New York Times reported that Renat Akhmetshin, a U.S. lobbyist and former Soviet military serviceman, was present for the brief meeting with Trump Jr. Akhmetshin, identified as an individual named Anatoly Samochernov, as being the Russian translator who was present at the meeting, at the Russian attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya's reportedly argued against the Magnitsky Act, which sanctions Russian officials. The meeting was reportedly presented to Trump Jr. as being about information regarding Hillary Clinton. Veselnitskaya reportedly does not speak English and has given interviews to U.S. news media outlets through translators in recent weeks. So my question would be, who provided the translator that happened to work for the State Department of Hillary Clinton? Because we've already talked about, we've seen Veselnitskaya sitting with McFaul, who was the Russian ambassador under Obama. So we know there's a connection. Akhmetshin identified... Oh, I'm sorry, I already read that. Samochernov would not confirm to the New York Times that he was present at the meeting between Trump Jr. and Veselnitskaya, only admitting that he was working with Veselnitskaya on efforts related to opposing the Magnitsky Act during the time of the meeting at Trump Tower. So, we know that he's involved. He's a person that's involved with the Hillary Clinton camp. Not to put too many two and twos together there. The Times did not provide any background on Samochernov beyond reporting his name and that he was a, quote, translator. And see, here's the problem. if you're going to do news like this, you should do the entire news. Why would you try to confuse people and make them believe? But because it's a lie by omission. If you're going to do this report, I'm telling you how we don't do this over at the Black Sphere, because we don't consider ourselves journalists. We're journeymen. We're rookies. I'm an engineer with a computer science and math degree. Well, you're going to look at me for journalistic integrity. I've never been to journalism school. Don't know, don't care. I quote on crap. You tell Kevin this happened, I'll go, well, here's my opinion. Oh, well, that didn't really happen. Well, if it did, that's still my opinion. You know, and people write to me all the time, you need to hold yourself to a higher journalistic standard. I don't have to do jack. I don't have to do it at all. I'm not a journalist. If I get a show on Fox, I'm going to tell my audience every night, look, if you check the information we tell you, because as good as we try to be, we don't know. People will try to screw you up just to ruin your career. I'm telling you right now, we don't know and we don't care. We're going to report on the things that we hear the same way you are. You are as smart as we are when it comes to this. The only reason you're not sitting here is I'm just a little cuter and funnier. That's all. That's what I'm going to tell them every day if I get a show. Because I'm not trying to be, we check out everything 100%. And whatever. I'm not WikiLeaks. 100% over 10 years. I ain't no Julian Assange. Julian's a nerd. I'm no nerd. Anyway, they could. If the New York Times, if you're going to check the backgrounds, you check the backgrounds of every single person there. So you can say, this person does this. This person does that. Somebody else fact-checked them and found out that this dude, Samarchnerov, what's his name? How do you say it? Samakarov. Was more than a Russian translator. He worked for the State Department of the United States. How sick is that? I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying they didn't tell you that. That would have had a very big impact on that news story, don't you think? I think Mueller would consider that you didn't give me all the evidence. But see, they're journalists. They are people that we are supposed to trust. They want to regain our trust, and they didn't do it. The New York Times, CNN, they railed against what they call unfair fake news characterizations, but that's exactly who they are, fake news.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Let me get adjusted here in my seat. Oh, boy. Gets to be a chore to do this job every day, day in, day out, 3 days, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Oops, did we let it slip? We only do 3 days a week. No, I'm kidding. We do 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. Hopefully in a market that you get. If you don't, put it up on your phone, kjradio.com. You can get the show. You can get it live anytime you want. We're on everything. iHeart, iTunes. Go to iTunes. That's where you can do me the biggest favor. Go to iTunes, find my show. And listen to it. We need a big purge of iTunes listeners right now. We do. We want to get on the new iTunes listening thing. So help us out. Help a brother out. Oh, my goodness. So the Democrats have no message. We talked about this earlier. They can't locate it. Second hour, I think I did a pretty funny shtick on the Democrats not being able to locate their message. We compared it to an Amber Alert. They don't have it. Maybe, here's what I'm thinking, Barack Obama took it, and now he's gallivanting throughout the universe with it. A friend of mine one time wrote a play called Negroes in Space. Funny play. Eastman. Rudy Eastman. And it was called Negroes in Space. And the premise of the movie was black folks were up in space partying. You know, James Brown, the Funkadelics, you know. Atomic Dog. You know, all this Funkadelics. Boom, 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 boom. You know, with the heavy bass and the beat. And a white dude came and stole the funk. Yeah, stole the funk from the space equivalent of James Brown. Think Jetsons, think James Brown, except not James Brown. And it was a brother up in space just funking out the universe. And a white dude came along and went, he don't got a patent on that. And he stole the funk, took off in his spaceship. And the dude who brought funk to the universe had to go find him. That was the premise of this play. Y'all are looking at me laughing, but it's true. That was the premise of the play, written by Rudy Eastman. Look it up. It's probably on the internet. It was called Negroes in Space. And it was funny because they had a spaceship that they put people in, and it had an arm, a big old arm that was, you know, that they would put the white dude who was stealing the funk. When he would steal the funk, they would push the arm out into the, you know, into the stage, and he would act like he's taking off. And then the curtain would come back, and it looked like he had gone off into the, you know, into the heavens. And when the white dude stole the funk, he became cool. The next time you saw him, he was in, you know, like a James Brown cape and talking all cool. And so it was a funny play. I used to take clients there to see it. It was very funny. But yeah, so Obama might have stolen the message. If he did steal a Democrat's message, he didn't steal no funk. There is no bass beat in the Democrat's message. It's nothing but a whiny twang. I took my dog, killed my cat, and ran over grandma. It's the blues. Maybe it's the blues. The Democrats' message is the blues. B.B. King. We ain't got no message, and we ain't got no cottage cheese. And all I say, we ain't got no message. And I want to know who cut that cheese. Oh, man. So, when you don't have a message, you got to have gimmicks. The Democrats are desperate. They are desperate for a gimmick. Over 1,000 seats down, they say the Democrats await 2018. Yeah, with all of the angst of a prisoner on death row, they await. They think that the Russian narrative is going to cause the House to flip? Good luck with that strategy, Democrats. Let me make you a bet. Republicans gain more seats than they did. They're going to gain more seats in the House. And they will dominate the Senate. Watch. Y'all think I'm kidding you. I know what I'm talking about. I predicted Trump would win. Don't forget. Don't make me pull that card. See, after that, it's not going to matter much who the Democrats pick once Donald Trump continues implementing his policies. Once he lets Obamacare die on the vine, proves to the Republicans, I don't need you. Once this economy continues to grow, and he continues to tweet, it ain't about them fools, these leftists, and these rhino Republicans, it's about what I'm doing, and gets the word out, and completely circumvents this crooked political system and drains the swamp. Nobody's going to care who the Democrats pick, but it's at least in their best interest to have a Bush League, right? Another suggestion, if I may, would be for the Democrats to actually try to find a real message. I don't think it's going to be possible, though. I talked about in the second hour. As for the messengers, who could they pick? Let me tell you who the front runners are. I'm talking about not old school, front runners, new blood. The front runners are Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. Two black folks, half black, very light-skinned Negroes, by the way. They're the leading candidates to take the helm. More light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects. How'd that work out the last time? So less than a year into the Trump era, folks, the Democrats have begun preparations. They're vetting people for 2020. And they're trying to jettison the baggage. Literally, they are trying to get rid of the things that tie them to Obama, etc., outside of Obamacare. And they're going to try these tired old narratives, the Russians and whatever else. Senator Elizabeth Warren, she's not the belle of the ball anymore. Why? She's crazy. She's bat crap guano crazy, folks. And she's old. By the time Susan, why am I calling her Susan? Will you stop, Kevin Jackson? Elizabeth, by the time Elizabeth Warren, it rolls around to 2020, I'm telling you right now, she's going to be so marginalized, she will be toxic along with the Democrat Party. So, the Democrats have an ingenue. Kamala Harris, Democrat out of California, and she met with members of Hillary Clinton's, quote, inner circle, as if they're still an inner circle for Hillary Clinton, and she met with other top Democratic operatives at a fundraiser in the Hamptons over the weekend. They are taking a junior senator from California, half black, and they're touting her as a potential challenger for Trump in 2020. Bring it. This is a New York Post talking about this. California Senator is being feted in Bridgehampton on Saturday at the home of, I don't even know what this is, but he's a guru, they say, Michael Kempner, staunch Clinton supporter, one of her national finance co-chairs, and a lead fundraiser in 2008 bid for the presidency, top bundler for Barack Obama's 2012 re-election, having raised $3 million. Guests there to greet Harris are expected to include Margo Alexander, a member of Clinton's inner circle, Dennis Mihail, or whatever, Democratic donor who's the chairman of the Battery Park City Authority, even though he lives between a sprawling Westchester estate and the Upper East Side pad. Designer Stephen Gambrell and DNC committee person Robert Zimmerman. This is weeks after Harris said at a conference in California that she hasn't considered running for president in 2020, citing her current job as the Golden State's freshman senator. Have we heard this before? Do you think that we're going to be caught off guard by the smooth stylings of Kamala Harris, who says, oh no, I'm not ready to be president yet? Yeah, good luck. We ran McCain during that era, young lady. She says, I'm not giving that any consideration. I've got to stay focused. So let me tell you what this is, folks. This is rinse and repeat. Another biracial black person. And the added benefit, she's a woman. Nobody believes that. They all know that she was up there to set the stage for 2020. They say she's a big Democrat star right now at a time when they badly need a star. Think about this. She's a star. She's done nothing. She's coming to the Hamptons to meet key people as she takes the national stage and expands her influence and ambitions. Harris, 52, former California Attorney General, previously served as the District Attorney of California's fourth largest city, San Francisco. She's good friends with Obama, who called Harris the best-looking Attorney General in the country in 2013. Maybe he didn't meet Pam Biondi in Florida. She's a dish. Anyway, nothing bodes well for Kamala Harris, folks. I'm going to tell you that. It's not going to stop the left from trying to build her up. Even with that light resume and her staunch leftism, she represents the great black hope. But I want to tell you who else is going to try. Think about this. They write, they don't know who's going to run. Who's going to run for the Democratic nomination? They say in addition to the potential of Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, I mentioned Cory, I'm Not Gay Booker, Al Franken, Jerry Brown of California, Terry McAuliffe of Virginia. They're even throwing in Clinton and Biden again. They're desperate.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.